Agenda is strengthening educational infrastructure across Makeni. Kyiv's plans include constructing new schools and expanding classroom capacity through the building of 1x3 classroom blocks. Mr. Chepepo affirmed that he would personally supervise the implementation and completion of these projects to deliver tangible benefits to local communities, highlighting the critical role of leadership in shaping young people's aspirations. Mr. Chepepo stressed the need for governance that inspires hope, motivation, and opportunity. He argued that youth should feel encouraged about their future prospects, and called for a collective national effort to create an enabling environment where young people can thrive with greater access to opportunities that build confidence and ambition. Mr. Chepepo's remarks signal a campaign dedicated to practical development and inspirational leadership, placing youth empowerment at the heart of his bid for office in Makeni constituency.
I'm going to be a very present member of parliament, and I'm going to be hands-on on almost all the projects. I'm a school today for Kupola, I'm a 1x3 class blocks. I'll make sure that a pond, commission, it should be about inspiring, and it should be about motivating our youth. They should wake up feeling hopeful that something nice can come their way. The government, as a country, aims to come and move to a tribal become a city on a tumor of believer.
The National Action for Quality Education of Zambia has reiterated its call for consistent and timely release of school grants. NACARE's Executive Director, Dr. Aaron Chansa, is concerned over the ongoing delays in the disbursement of these funds, suggesting that the delays could stem from a lack of political will. Speaking during the Voice of the People on Power FM, Dr. Chansa is urging the Ministry of Education to release the funds immediately to enable schools to fulfill their auxiliary obligations. He warns that continued delays will trigger further postponement of salary payments for support staff and hinder other essential obligations. Dr. Chansa also highlighted that teachers are currently forced to use their personal funds to cover duties that should be supported by the grants, stressing that this situation demands urgent intervention.
Parents must be able to go to schools where their children are, see whether they are sitting on the floor or not. They must be able to go and see the teacher pupil ratios. According to our standards, one class must have only 45 learners. But today, if you go to any government school, it will be a taboo for you to find that. Most of the classes have more than 8 learners. So parents must be concerned and begin to demand for quality education. We must have computers in our schools. Teachers must be motivated. We must have textbooks. Up to now, we don't have textbooks for the new curriculum, and all the parents are quiet. I think for me this is not correct. All the parents must join hands with NACARE to demand for quality education. So it's one thing to have free education, it's another to have resources that are required to enable teachers to teach well.
In international news, the publication of election results in the Central African Republic has been suspended following a strike by staff at the National Election Authority, adding fresh uncertainty to the country's fragile political process. According to several ANE employees, IT specialists at the institution's data processing center are refusing to release the results of the second round of municipal, regional and parliamentary elections held on April 26. The results had initially been expected on Monday, but have been delayed over 2 months of unpaid salaries. Staff say salary arrears affect all employees, and while delays in payment are common in the country's struggling public sector, the current situation is unprecedented in scale. The Central African Republic remains one of the world's poorest nations, and strikes among civil servants, including teachers and administrative workers, have been frequent. The elections, part of a broader vote held on December 28th, were meant to restore a sense of normal political life after years of instability following the civil war.